Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, where we explore the journey of healing and self-discovery beyond religion. Today, we're diving into a vital topic for many of us on this path, the role of community in healing from religious trauma. One of the hardest parts of leaving a faith is often the loss of community. Religion, for many, wasn't just a set of beliefs, it was a support system, a network, a family. When you leave, it can feel like the ground has disappeared beneath your feet. I know that for me, that's probably the most traumatic thing that's ever happened in my life, was leaving the church and feeling like I'd lost my entire community. And that's why finding or building a new kind of community is essential. It can give you back that sense of connection and belonging. Let's start by acknowledging the importance of community in any healing journey, but especially in healing from religious trauma. Leaving a faith tradition can be isolating. Maybe you've lost touch with people who were once close, or maybe you're hesitant to open up about your journey, fearing judgment or misunderstanding. In this space of isolation, community becomes a healing force. Imagine this. Leaving a religious community can feel like being a seed that's been uprooted. Suddenly, there's no soil, no familiar environment to nurture you. But finding a new community can be like replanting yourself in fresh, nourishing soil. It's not the same soil you came from, but it provides the nutrients you need to grow in new ways, to take root, and to blossom into a version of yourself you hadn't known before. Let's talk about ways to find this kind of community. One of the great advantages of our modern world is the ease of finding online communities. That didn't exist when I left Christianity. There are Facebook groups, Reddit forums, and support communities specifically for people healing from religious trauma or navigating deconstruction. These groups offer a safe, often anonymous space to share your story and hear from others who are on a similar path. For many, these online spaces become lifelines, providing that first layer of connection when they're not ready to open up to people in their everyday lives. When you join one of these groups, consider posting your story or responding to someone else's. Sometimes the simple act of reading others' experiences can make you feel seen and remind you that you're not alone. If you're ready to take it a step further, consider looking for in-person meetups or local support groups. Many communities now have groups specifically for people who have left strict religious backgrounds. Even if you don't find a group labeled religious trauma, you might find supportive spaces in general mindfulness or spiritual wellness groups, LGBTQ+ centers, or recovery groups that can offer shared understanding and support. Being in the physical presence of others who understand your experience can be deeply comforting. It's powerful to look around a room and realize that others have wrestled with similar doubts, fears, and hopes. That collective understanding can be profoundly validating and can help dismantle the lingering shame or guilt often tied to religious trauma. Mindfulness circles, meditation groups, or healing circles can also be incredible sources of support. These groups aren't focused on any specific religious ideology, but instead provide spaces for introspection, compassion, and shared presence. They're usually open to people from all backgrounds, and the focus on mindfulness can be particularly grounding. In a healing or mindfulness circle, you don't need to explain your religious past or the details of your journey. You're simply there to practice being present, to breathe, and to feel supported by others in the room. Over time, you might build connections in these spaces that feel genuine and supportive of who you are becoming. If you can't find a community that feels right, consider starting your own. It could be as simple as gathering a few friends who understand your journey for regular coffee chats, or creating a small group focused on healing and mindfulness. You might be surprised how many people are longing for connection and would welcome the opportunity to be part of a supportive group. When you create a space yourself, you have the chance to shape it in exactly what you need. You can set the tone for open-mindedness, compassion, and non-judgment. By building a community that supports your healing, you'll be doing the same for others. And that act of giving back can be healing in itself. Finally, remember that community is there to support you, not to overwhelm you. It's okay to step back if you need time alone to process. Healing from religious trauma is an intensely personal journey, and it's natural to feel the need for solitude at times. Think of community as a safety net you can return to when you're ready, rather than something you have to be involved in all the time, especially if you felt the pressure of a religious community that said you have to come every Sunday or you're doing something wrong. Think of community like a campfire on a dark night. When you're healing from religious trauma, the path forward can feel dark and uncertain. Alone, it's easy to feel lost. But when you gather with others around the campfire of community, there's light and there's warmth. You don't have to sit at the campfire every night, but when you're cold or unsure, it's there to welcome you back. Just as a fire needs multiple logs to keep it going, community is sustained by the shared presence and stories of each person. Heading from religious trauma isn't easy. I should say healing from religious trauma isn't easy. But you don't have to do it alone. Community offers us perspective, validation, and a sense of connection that's essential on this journey. Whether it's an online forum, a local support group, or a few friends who really get it, know that there are people out there who understand and are ready to support you. Thank you for tuning in today. If this episode resonated, consider reaching out to find or build your own community of support or joining ours, which you can find information on applying to be a part of my community at jeremywest.net. Remember, healing is possible, and you deserve a space where you can feel seen and supported. If you have questions or ideas for future episodes, or if you're interested in working with me on your mindfulness journey, please reach out at jeremywest.net. And as always, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, mindful deconstruction is about moving forward, one mindful step at a time.